On a recent tour of the new hospital, there were all the usual sounds of construction and last-minute tune-ups as the staff gets ready to open its doors. The Cottage Hospital, named as such because it was started in a small building in 1911, is finally getting a long-awaited redo. Though the new hospital will be located directly next to its former building and will be covered in the same Nantucket gray shingles, its interior will be sleek and modern, something hospital director Margot Hartman says will bring it into the 21st century.
Our wonderful 1957 building, which was built, you know, before Medicare, before cell phones, before cardiac catheterization, it had really outlived its usefulness.
She says the hospital had tried to keep up in the old building, but the cost of repairs was becoming too great.
That's when we knew the time had come for us to think about the next home for Nantucket Cottage Hospital.
The hospital has been about 8 years in the making and cost nearly $90 million, all of it funded by the community. Its former building was built back when Nantucket's population was much smaller. In its updated form, the hospital will be able to offer more comprehensive operating services, and it's also built to withstand a Category 5 hurricane. Hartman brings me to the first floor, where two brand new operating rooms are being set up and cleaned.
We currently have one small, undersized OR in which we do C-sections, general surgeries, colonoscopies, everything, all procedures.
She says in their current building, having only one operating room has led to some tricky surgery schedules.
Right now, we don't start a complicated surgery case if we have a mother laboring, in case it needs to be converted to a C-section suddenly.
Good afternoon, Nantucket Cottage Hospital. May I help you?
Aside from smaller rooms and lower ceilings, the old hospital also doesn't offer much patient privacy. The old lobby with its iconic compass rose inlaid on the floor is quaint, but because of its small size, patients can run into each other. And Jason Graziade of the hospital says that can be awkward.
So this is the area that's a public hallway, but also because of just the positions of the clinical departments. You might see your friend or neighbor walking down the hallway in their Johnny or in a stretcher, and, you know, again, doesn't provide the privacy that we should be providing just simply because of the space and the layout of the current building.
Margot Hartman says the winter is a pretty quiet time of year. Currently, there were only two inpatients, but the hospital needs to be prepared to handle the summer surge when the island's population quadruples.
What Nantucket brings is remoteness and sophistication and preservation, and you don't get those three things many places.
She adds that Nantucketers need access to quality health care in order for the island to retain its appeal.
You need a community, and if you're going to have a community, you need a hospital, not an urgent care and a helipad.
Once its doors open, the hospital is planning a second phase of construction, building temporary housing for its staff. For WCAI, I'm Sarah Mises-Tan.